Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, listen, this April the 9th, Lou Engel is coming together with quite a bunch of folks, huh? A
few people.
Yeah, talk to us about it, Steve. What's going on in Los Angeles?
Well, actually, like you're saying, April 9th is actually a pretty significant anniversary. It is the 110th anniversary of the Azusa Street Revival that took place in 1906 back in Los Angeles, California, which was just a powerful outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And Lou Engel has been a man, it's just God has used him mightily. Started an organization or an event called The Call.
Yep.
And he is just believing that God's going to do it again. And he's actually beginning an event in April. It's called Azusa. It's not then, it's Azusa Now. And we actually have a video for you.
Azusa Now. Watch this.
In 1997, Promise Keepers put 1 million men on the Mall to pray for America, an historic event in church history. And I begin to declare the hearts of the fathers are turning to the children, and there's coming a corresponding movement of the young people turning to the fathers. I had no idea what was being launched. It led to a supernatural series of events that on September 2nd, into the new millennium, 400,000 young people gathered together for 12 hours to cry out to God. It launched the movement of The Call, and now we're 16 years into that movement. I always knew that The Call was some kind of like a John the Baptist type movement, because it was about fasting and prayer and Nazarites, and it was about turning America back to God. It was after this that I began to ask the question, has The Call failed? Because we haven't seen America turn back to God. And the Lord spoke to me when I asked that question. And he said, Lou, if it truly was a John the Baptist type movement, you can bet there's a Jesus movement coming. It's another massive baptism of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we're dreaming about. For 3 years, we began to pray stadiums would be filled. So I call my friend and I tell him this story. And he says, Lou, do you remember my dream that I had? He says, in the dream, I received 5 sets of 5 plane tickets. And in the dream, we could only fly united. And he knew it had to do that the church must unite, because only a united church can heal a divided nation. He said, I was so concerned that I would miss the expiration date. And it was in 1,080 days the tickets expired. I wake up from the dream, look up 1,080 days from the dream. Guess what day it is? It's April 9, 2016, the 110th anniversary of the Azusa Street Revival. From that moment on, I've known that God has a date with his church. As we're praying this, my friend and I, we actually go to the Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, and somehow they let us get in there and we claim it for Stadium Christianity. Then I get an email from a young lady in Washington State. She says, I had this dream. I saw this huge stadium and it was both a football field and it was a baseball field. It was so vivid. She said, I woke up and I Googled to see if there was any stadiums that was both the Super Bowl and the World Series. She said, there's only one. It's the Coliseum in Los Angeles. I think you're supposed to do the Call of Azusa there. So I was convinced in my heart that God wanted to do the stadium, but I just didn't have faith to raise the kind of money that it would cost to buy the field. I was reading Matthew 13, and it says, when a man finds a treasure, he goes and hides it in a field and sells all that he has to buy that field with joy. You know, there just comes a time when you just want something more than anything else. For me, my calling has been revival for 40 years. And I would rather get revival than anything else except my own kids loving Jesus. And I sensed the Lord said, sell the house to buy the field, the stadium, for the treasure of the unity of the body of Christ and for revival. This is not about some huge thing that I'm doing. I could care less if anybody knows about it, but I want revival. And I think we're at a point in America that everybody's got to begin to ask the question, how much do we really want God in America? Maybe it's time for the whole body of Christ to buy the field, to sell out for the greatest outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I believe in the next year we will begin to see the greatest awakening America has ever seen. And we won't just talk about the past, we'll talk about the future, a new Jesus movement, a new Azusa Street. Come, not just join us, let's work together, mobilize, and move this thing across the earth. We're not going for an event, we're going for a massive breakthrough. It's not just Azusa then, it's Azusa now.
Azusa now. Mm. My goodness, 2.0. You know, reminds me, Steve, about what, you know, Greg's been saying.
Yeah.
Azusa 2.0. Azusa 2.0. He's been basically prophesying that. And here we are. You know, I mean, there's something happening. Mm-hmm. You know, Dutch Sheet says that we're in phase two of the third great awakening. Mm-hmm. And I feel in my spirit, and as I'm talking to other believers, and I talk to you, and just so many of us, and even folks we don't even know, but everyone has a sense that God's getting ready to pour out his spirit in such an amazing way that I don't think we have a grid for it. Understand that we have seen powerful moves of God already in our nation. We've had the first great awakening, second great awakening, a bunch of revivals. But I think what's coming on the face of this earth is going to be unparalleled. Mm-hmm. We don't have a grid.
And it's amazing too when you look at it, because it's like you can see revival and how it impacts a certain area. Like we've talked about many times before in the program, the Brownsville revival. But when you're saying a great awakening, it transforms the DNA of an entire culture, of an entire nation. And you think about what God is doing. And it's like you can even, like you're saying, that shift of just like more and more are getting that hunger and drive. Like we're, you know, we've talked about before just on one of the past programs of just entire cities coming together in their churches in unity, just believing God's going to do it again. God's going to do it again.
That's so awesome. And we've been praying, particularly in the Glory Zone, our viewing audience, we've been praying for just an awesome, powerful move of God. And you know, over the last couple of years, we've seen 714 projects in Mobile and even in Pensacola, there was United Prayer for the Northwest Florida. And just to see so many people crying out and saying, we're hungry.
Do it again,
and, yeah. And I love what Lou Engle said. He said, listen, you know, it's got a cost. How bad do you want revival? And that's the question we've got to ask each and every single person. How bad do we want a move of God? Are we tired of complaining about what we're seeing in our television screens and what we're seeing in government, what we're seeing in our communities? Is it going to be enough for us to cry out and say, God, in my generation, I want to see the power, the signs, the wonders, the miracles. I want to see the young people in droves come to Jesus. I want movies to be just shut down and no one watching TV and no one have time to be on the internet because they're just out sharing the gospel and doing the stuff, healing the sick and just bringing people to the Lord.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.